Famine was declared in South Sudan 2 weeks ago, and Somalia has just announced a state of emergency across the country. Now the situation is getting worse in Ethiopia, Uganda and Kenya. Part of this is because of drought. It's been ongoing for the past 3 years now. But when you take countries like South Sudan or Somalia, we are clearly talking about man-made famine. These countries have ongoing wars. Ronnie Broman used to run Médecins Sans Frontières. Now he's part of a network run by MSF, which does research on the humanitarian sector. He says the situation in these countries is very complex.
We have a wide range of situations, and I think that generalizing the situation as, you know, using the more famine and the threat of imminent death doesn't really inform us on the real situation. We have pockets of famine in places where the war is raging, where food convoys and the humanitarian presence is made impossible due to the intransigence of the belligerents, and that is the main cause of the famine. This is the reason why there is a famine in pockets, and we can't really do much about it. Climate change is not, at least in Eastern Africa today, a cause of famine. The main cause of famine is the wars.
The UN's Secretary General Antonio Guterres says more than 4 billion euros are needed by the end of March to help nearly 20 million people who risk starvation. But is that the best solution? Money can provide food as well as help with shelter or crops. But Ronnie Broman says that even if the UN had that kind of money at hand, it would be very hard to turn it into an efficient food solution.
This leaves me a bit skeptical, because $4 billion is not a huge sum when you compare it with the amount of money devoted to armament, to war, etc. But still, it's a big deal for the UN. And if we had this amount of money available today, we wouldn't be able to use it. So I think it would be more reasonable to describe the situations, to focus on hotspots, to see where the food aid is most needed and how we can access those areas, and then give some numbers and how much money, how much people, how much food we need. But this number, $4 billion, I don't think it helps facing the real situation.
Countries like Ethiopia and Kenya have been hit by drought, but because they're politically more stable, they're doing better. But they face another issue. Refugees from countries where there is conflict keep crossing their borders. For example, let's take Uganda. Since last summer, the country has welcomed over 700,000 refugees from South Sudan. Charles Yoxley is the spokesperson in Uganda for the UN's Refugee Agency.
I think we need to be clear that the people of South Sudan are suffering. And actually, many of the refugees I've spoken to are being forced to survive by finding fruits that are just growing in the bush. Others tell me that they're forced to drink polluted water from river streams. And many are arriving in Uganda in a very poor state of health.
The head of operations at the World Food Programme, Pedro Matos, says the sheer number of people they need to help makes the situation even more difficult.
The needs almost tripled, and they increase every day. I mean, we've been having 2,000 people a day for the past 7 months, which means that now our needs are about $16 million a month. This is just for food. We just hit 1.1 million people that we're feeding this month. And if this rate of arrivals continues like this, we're going to hit 1.8 million at the end of this year, at least.
So there are several things that are worrying these agencies. Not the least the fact that under the new US administration, funds provided to the UN are already being cut in favor of, for example, defense spending in the US.